Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April the 11th, 2026. You probably wonder, as do I, where people hear me from and write in, and it's an honor to think that anyone listens to these podcasts because, well, they're a little unusual, but more than that, they don't seem to pertain to maybe the relevance of a person's life in the world that we're living in today. But believe me, it does. It just is something that we struggle with, which is our within. We live outside in rather than from within to the outer world. And that's a big problem. I get these emails every so often. This is from Harold. He doesn't tell me where he lives. And he asks, what good is goodness as you talk about in a world such as this? I would assume this is a very logical question to most people. I probably, this is something that many people struggle with. And I understand, what's the point of it all? I did an Aspire series on what is the point of it all. And Harold, maybe I'd point you to that on the website. It's a TV series as well as discourses on it that go in more in depth than the TV program does. But the TV program would help you, maybe. You have to sit in the posture of something greater than your desire to be happy. One of the biggest problems that people have is they measure their life by the amount of gratification that results in their assumption of happy, of being happy. You can never be happy in a world such as ours. And we have all participated in this world one way or another. Goodness is something that occurs when a person understands what they should be living for. And I will give you that. It's very simple. It isn't good that you're looking for, because good to you would be probably oodles of money and never having to worry about paying your bills or going to work and things like that. That's probably what's going on with you, I would venture to say. But the truth of the matter is, no matter how much money you have or how easy your life is, as one of my students used to say, easy peasy, that's what they like. This lifetime has a purpose that is beyond the reasoning of our thinking. And the more we think, the less we understand what this purpose really is. For you and me to discover this purpose, I have to be in a certain place within me. Nothing is ever going to register with you or what you would call make sense to you, because the mind is filled with desire, ambition, and that determining factor of pride. And most people are more prideful than they are willing. So the effort to survive is more important than living. It is the living. So self-preservation is everything for most people, and they will do almost anything, in fact, some people anything, to gain self-preservation, just to survive. But this is not the way. This is not the manner of the way. I will tell you what it's really all about. You won't like it. You'll discount it. You'll poo-poo it. You'll do whatever you need to do. Dismiss what I'm going to say, but it is true. We are here to find peace, inner peace. And if I don't find inner peace in my living, I'm going to struggle greatly with everything in my livingness. You have to find peace within yourself. What does that mean? What is the peace that passes all human understanding? What is that? That's what Jesus talked about. The peace that passes all human understanding. It isn't peace in the world and wanting Christmas all year round and things like that. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the state of our being, being at peace with life. Now, Gregory and Harold cannot do that. We have too many crazy things going on in our minds to be able to really understand what inner peace is all about. But if you and I can emerge beyond the confines of our humanity and begin to feel the depth and the beauty of love, real authentic love, then something of the other shore can happen. Something very beautiful can happen. But this all depends upon you and myself learning how to meditate, how to find inner peace. And by the time this is what I've found, by the time a person realizes that they need peace rather than happiness, generally, it is later in life, in their living. They get old and they don't have the wherewithal, the acuity to really deal with gaining peace, learning how to meditate, being patient, consistent with their meditations. They just don't have it. It's gone. We've given ourselves over, Harold, to so many things, so many luxuries of emotion and passion. And then we've reasoned it all out as this is the meaning of our life and we don't need to do any more with our life than just be comfortable. Most people are looking for a soft landing into death, and that's as far as they'll ever go. That's as far as the populace goes. So what am I to say to you? How am I to really help you? You asked me, what good is goodness in this world? It's not this world. The goodness must be established within us so we can take that with us through death. You live for the things you can take with you through death. That is of utmost importance. I cannot tell you how important that is, but whatever. Well, you're never going to believe me, and I understand. I do, and I'm not taking offense to it. I'm just saying this is going to be very difficult for you. If your question is really sincere, which I don't know if it is. I think it's more a dismissal of inner work, and that's what people do. They just dismiss the whole idea. I can't do that. It's too hard. Well, by the time you realize what you need, the life preserver is full of water and you're sinking in the ocean of your own, you know, discontent and ugliness. So there really is nothing I can do to really help you. All I can do is keep pointing my finger to the moon and showing you where the light is. But you don't have to bite my finger where it's pointing. Just look. Look. If you can look objectively, non-critically, if you can learn how to observe little things, just observe, not judge, not demean yourself, not demean the little things, how you pass the salt at the dinner table, or how you greet a friend, or how you deal with people who are difficult to deal with, however and whatever. You have to look at it from that point of view. Small moves make a big life. And if you move slowly, much goodness will happen. I gave my students for the March retreat a simple little exercise before they began the retreat. And it is simply to take a breath without a thought. Just take a breath and dismiss your own thinking. Just observe. Use your mind to observe your thinking, not promote it. Just observe your mind. Observe why there is a thought there. Don't engage it. Just observe it. If you do these little things that I talk about here, it could help you greatly come to a place where you begin to understand your thoughts are deceiving you. And if you're done with that, that kind of goodness can be of a tremendous help to your life. And I hope it is. I really do. Thank you, Harold, for your kind words and your question. I deeply appreciate it. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. May this serve you well, my dear ones, and please forgive me. Namaste.